And now, with a comprehensive look at local, regional, and national sports news, scores, and highlights, it's Aaron Kauk with the Skinny on Sports Report.
It's good to have you with us for this event.
Good afternoon, Western Oklahoma. I'm Aaron Kauk, and this is the Skinny on Sports Report.
Neftali Feliz was on the mound when the ALCS ended the last two times the Rangers won it. Clerk ready now, 1-2 pitch, ground ball, second base, Simeon's got it, on to first to Nate Lowe, and hello World Series. The Rangers have won their third American League pennant. They stream out of the dugout and are jumping up and down between the mound and first base. For the first time since 2011, the Rangers are going to the World Series after having six consecutive losing seasons. What an amazing year this has been. And there's more baseball to be played.
That was Eric Nalen on the Rangers Radio Network with the final out of Game 7 of the American League Championship Series. An 11-4 Rangers win that capped a series in which the road team won every game for only the second time in baseball history. Game 7 started with the Rangers blasting Christian Javier out of the contest after only recording a single out in the first inning. Texas put up three in the first, one in the third, then blew the game wide open with a four spot in the fourth. Adolis Garcia was the MVP of the series and a huge part of the win last night. Last night he was 4-for-5 with a couple of home runs and five RBI. The Rangers' first World Series appearance since that crushing defeat in 2011 to the Cardinals. They'll await an opponent, but we do know the series starts Friday down in Arlington. That opponent will be decided tonight. Arizona Diamondbacks snapped Philadelphia's 11-game home postseason win streak with a 5-1 win last night in Game 6. Arizona scored three in the second, never trailed in their Game 6 win that tied the series at three apiece. Game 7 tonight features Brandon Pfaadt for the Diamondbacks against Ranger Suarez for the Phillies. All three major high school football polls have been released ahead of Week 9 games on Friday night. Class 4A, all 10 teams are the same in the Oklahoman and AP poll. It's a little bit different in the order. Wagner's 1 in the Oklahoman, Poteau's number 1 according to the AP. Clinton's 7 in both, Elk City's 10th in both. Tulsa World has Wagner 1, Clinton down at 8. The Elks are actually out of the poll, replaced by Salisaw at number 10. This week features three games between top 10 teams in Class 4A, all of which matter for playoff matchups for 4A 1 teams. Poteau and Ada play for the District 4 title. Winner there is a potential second-round opponent for Elk City. The muddy picture in District 2 will be cleared up a little bit. Blanchard could win the district when they face Bethany on Friday night. Tuttle could secure second if they knock off Newcastle. Those four will be playoff opponents for District 1, no matter who wins those games. Who plays who? Well, we'll find out a little bit closer to it on Friday night. In Class B, Sealing's number one in all three polls. Dewar's second in the Oklahoman and the AP. Laverne's third, but then Laverne's second in the Tulsa World with Dewar third. Class B District 1 winner could be decided Friday night with Laverne hosting Turpin. And then in Class C, the top three same in all three polls. Dipton's 1, Timberlake 2, Ryan 3. Mountain View Godibeau comes in 5th in the Oklahoman. They're 6th in both the AP and the Tulsa World. Check back tomorrow for your daily sports fix right here on the Skinny on Sports Report. I'm Aaron Kauk.